President Bush says nuclear power is a big part of his alternative energy initiative because it produces large amounts of low-cost electricity without air pollution or gases thought to contribute to global warming. Public safety concerns have limited the growth of nuclear power in the United States, where there have been no new plants since the 1970s. By comparison, France has built 58 nuclear power plants in the last 30 years. President Bush wants to see construction start on new U.S. nuclear plants within the next 4 years.
As America and other nations build more nuclear power plants, we must work together to address two challenges. We must dispose of nuclear waste safely, and we must keep nuclear technology and material out of the hands of terrorist networks and terrorist states.
In his weekly radio address, the president says a global nuclear energy partnership with nations such as France, Japan, and Russia will work to develop innovative reactors and new ways to recycle spent fuel. That, Mr. Bush says, will produce more energy while reducing the amount of nuclear waste and eliminating nuclear byproducts that could be used to make weapons. In the Democratic radio address, New Mexico Attorney General Patricia Madrid criticized the president's Republican Party for a prescription drug plan that she says favors corporate campaign donors over consumers.
In order to please the drug companies who have contributed millions to Republicans in Congress, they wrote into the Medicare plan that the federal government cannot negotiate with the drug companies for lower prices. Not only is this bad policy, it is just plain bad economics.
Madrid is challenging incumbent Republican Heather Wilson in this year's congressional elections. It will be one of the most closely watched races, as the seat has been held by Republicans for decades. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.